This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Lisa Schechtman, the Director of Policy and Advocacy at WaterAid America, an international nonprofit dedicated to improving access to water, sanitation, and hygiene resources in some of the world's poorest countries. Lisa, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So tell us, for starters, what is WaterAid and what is it that you do?
So WaterAid is the world's largest international organization dedicated to providing safe water, sanitation, and hygiene services. You might hear me refer to that collection of services as WASH. It's our convenient acronym. And we operate in 37 countries. We've been operating since 1981. And started out with a mission to close the gap in access to safe drinking water in the world's poorest countries and communities. And as the world has made progress on access to water, we've expanded our focus to sanitation and hygiene because of the importance of both sanitation and hygiene to keeping water clean and keeping people healthy.
And Lisa, how would you say WaterAid is bringing clean water to countries across the globe?
Well, we do that in a variety of different ways. And one of the reasons it's so varied is because water and sanitation are very personal and very much influenced by local culture and context and geography. So overall, worldwide, 1 in 9 people doesn't have a source of safe drinking water close to home. And 1 in 3 people doesn't have a toilet of their own. So we start by looking at the places where those access gaps are the greatest, the places where the need is highest, the disease burden is highest, and where there are countries and communities and hopefully a government that's keen to work with us. And we use a lot of different technologies. In some places where it rains a lot, we build rainwater harvesting tanks, which people in the U.S. might be familiar with rain barrels in our backyards. We'll build pump systems or gravity-fed systems, depending on where the source of water is, how far underground, whether it's surface water, things along those lines. And we do all of that in partnership with local communities and local organizations so that we can make sure that we're breaking the sort of traditional charity model of people going in, digging a well, and leaving. We want to make sure that there is technical expertise transferred to the community so that they can maintain these services and hold each other accountable for using them. And that helps to create jobs and all sorts of other education and empowerment opportunities for people who might not otherwise have them. And then the last piece of what we do is our policy and advocacy program. We work with governments from the local level in our 37 country programs, mostly in Latin America, Sub-Saharan Africa, and South Asia. We work with national governments and donor governments like the U.S. government or the U.K. government. And we also work with like the major global normative bodies like the U.N., the World Health Organization, and UNICEF. And the reason we focus so much energy on that is because access to water, sanitation, and hygiene are basic human rights. And human rights are the job of a government to protect. And we know that without government commitment to meeting their citizens' needs and financing for those needs, anything we do will be eventually undone. It's really down to government commitment to work with communities to make this happen over the long term.
And you're certainly making a global impact, and we can't thank you enough for what WaterAid is doing. And thank you for joining us here today to focus in on this. Now, when it comes to health issues internationally, how does lack of clean water and lack of proper toilets contribute to these health problems?
It contributes contributes in a number of different ways. So lack of wash taken together, safe water, sanitation, and hygiene can cause a huge range of ill health outcomes. Some of the ones people are probably most familiar with would be cholera or diarrhea. In the U.S., we can think of it as traveler's diarrhea or Montezuma's revenge that happens when we go someplace where the water isn't safe to drink and, you know, accidentally eat a salad or brush our teeth with the tap water. But we have to remember that people live with that water all the time, and what makes us sick will make them sick as well. So diarrhea caused by dirty water and poor toilets kills one child under five every 2 minutes somewhere in the world. But if we reach universal access to safe drinking water, by which we mean everybody has safe drinking water that is kept clean through sanitation, we could cut those deaths from diarrhea by one third, just that one intervention alone. And then there are other illnesses like intestinal worms or malnutrition that are especially related to sanitation. So, for example, about half of all undernutrition in the world is believed to be caused by a lack of safe drinking water and sanitation. And that comes partly from chronic or acute diarrhea, but also from intestinal worms and other gut infections. That can lead to physical stunting, which affects 156 million children under five. And stunting actually can keep children from being able to learn, affecting their education, which can keep them from having productive jobs and keep them in poverty. There's a few other examples where hygiene and sanitation are particularly important. I already mentioned cholera. We know right now Yemen is facing the world's largest cholera outbreak. And we know that in Yemen, 30% of the rural population still defecates in the open. They don't have toilets. And that is the major cause of spread of cholera, which is just a massive challenge. Another example that I think people in the U.S. will have some familiarity with is sepsis, which is a serious life-threatening infection. We in the U.S. often associate it with being in hospital and getting an infection that spread in the health facility. And that happens all over the world. It actually accounts for 11% of all maternal mortality in the world, and it affects a lot of babies at the neonatal phase as well. And it's usually from giving birth in an unclean environment. So one of the things that WaterAid is working really hard on is to make sure that all health facilities in the developing world have clean water, toilets, hygiene supplies, and good waste management. A recent study from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill found that only 1 in 50 health facilities in the developing world have those services. So we can imagine all of the diseases that can spread, everything from sepsis to Ebola to pneumonia, when you don't have a clean health facility and healthcare workers are just as at risk as the patients themselves. And then the last area that I would highlight is actually around women's health in particular. And that's because women and girls are very often the ones responsible for collecting water when there isn't a source of water near home. The estimates are that women and girls in poor countries can spend up to a quarter of their day collecting water. And that means that they're out walking long distances, preventing them from going to school or from labor that allows them to earn an income. And you can imagine the potential for injury that comes from carrying that 40-pound dairy can of water for 5 or 6 miles every single day. And it also exposes them to physical and sexual violence, which is a particularly important consideration in humanitarian crisis situations, like in refugee camps, because being displaced or being in a crisis situation doesn't eliminate your need for water, but it does make you very vulnerable.
And that's about as informative as it gets. Thanks for that. Today we're joined by Lisa Scheckman, the Director of Policy and Advocacy at WaterAid America, an international nonprofit dedicated to improving access to water, sanitation, and hygiene resources in some of the world's poorest countries here on eHealth Radio's health news and nonprofit channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Lisa, how can listeners help WaterAid bring clean water, sanitation, and hygiene to these countries?
Well, we definitely can't do it without listeners and a whole variety of people from across the country. First of all, I would just suggest folks go to www.wateraid.org to learn more about us and more about the issues. And there's a lot of different ways to get involved on our website, but I can just highlight a few. We can always welcome community fundraising support. We've had school groups and churches and other community groups all over the country do walks for water where they get sponsors to simulate that long walk that women and girls take with the heavy loads on their back and really kind of get a more visceral sense of what that would be like and use it as a community or school-based education or fundraising tool. We've got kids all over the country who've had bake sales to contribute and lots of other fun ways of getting involved. We also very much welcome people to join us as advocates. Congress is very supportive of these issues, even when they aren't as supportive of other foreign aid issues. But it really takes constituent voices to make sure that they prioritize and that they fully understand that this is one of the most basic services and most efficient services that the U.S. government could provide to help countries be healthy and stable, and that it's good for us at home as well. So we welcome folks to sign up on our list to help us in sending letters to members of Congress. We're happy to support folks who might want to write something in your local paper about why you care about the issue. Meeting with your members of Congress while they're in district are all really helpful ways to get involved. But I think the most important thing is to spread the word. One of the biggest challenges that we face is that people take water for granted and people don't like to talk about toilets. It's not considered polite. It makes people uncomfortable, and frankly, it's hard to understand how people would live without a toilet when we're so fortunate to have them. So we have a term we use called the poo taboo, and our vision is for this to be a mainstream topic of conversation for Americans all over the country to learn more about this and understand the impacts and just kind of stand up and say, this is not an acceptable situation and I'm going to put my embarrassment aside and I'm going to talk about it. And when we talk about it, we make it possible for other people to join us in doing the same.
Good stuff. And if listeners wanted to contribute to or get involved with WaterAid, how can they do that?
The easiest thing is to go to wateraid.org and make a direct donation there. On our website, you can also find resources about how to engage as a community, whether it's a school or a church. And we do have dedicated staff specifically designed to support those kinds of activities. So on our website, if you go under the Get Involved tab at the top, you can find other ways to give, fundraising, teaching, and advocacy to see those resources. And then feel free to contact us in our New York office to make sure that you're getting the materials and the support you need to pull it off.
Well, Lisa, we certainly appreciate all that you're doing, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate your interest in the topic and helping us get the word out.
And it is more than a pleasure and honor. We've been speaking with Lisa Schechtman, the Director of Policy and Advocacy at WaterAid America, an international nonprofit dedicated to improving access to water, sanitation, and hygiene resources in some of the world's poorest countries. And for further details and to contribute, visit wateraid.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.